Welcome to Bedhampton Church. Contact us at www.bedhampton.church. But for now, let's continue that journey with this input.
Through the written word and the spoken word, may we know your living word through Jesus Christ, our Saviour. As we journey through the most sacred week in the Christian calendar, we as Christians are encouraged to go through various emotions. It is a week filled with a range of feelings, from the praise of Palm Sunday to the desolation of Good Friday, and then on to the joy of Easter. One of the reasons I love Holy Week is that it takes us on a journey. And we are encouraged to go on that journey in our various services we attend in our various churches. In recent years, we would have had a procession carrying palm leaves. We'd wash feet, we'd eat bread and drink wine. We'd cry and we'd pray. We'd shout Alleluia together and celebrate our risen Lord. This year, will feel very different. I have been reflecting recently on how I coped last year when we were in a similar situation. I can tell you that I didn't cope very well. In fact, on Easter Sunday, rather than shouting Alleluia, I spent most of the day in tears, as it was the first Easter I'd spent away from my mum. Easter is both mine and my mum's favourite holiday, and we love to celebrate it together. This year, we did not gather to wave our palm crosses and sing All Glory, Lord, and Honour all together. We will not wash feet on Maundy Thursday. We will not share the body and blood of Christ. We won't be able to shout Alleluia as loud as we can on Easter morning all together. We may not be able to gather in person, but it is still Holy Week. Let's still decorate, remember, and celebrate. Let's make each of our houses a house of worship, a little church, a reminder to ourselves and to the world that it is Holy Week. Here's a few suggestions that might help things that I'm planning to do at my own home. Perhaps on Maundy Thursday, you might like to cover your dining room table in a red cloth and set out a loaf of bread and a glass of wine as a reminder of the first Last Supper. On Good Friday, you could remove the cloth, leaving the table bare, and replace it with a simple wooden cross. On Easter Sunday, cover your table in a white cloth, set out a bouquet of flowers and light a candle, proclaiming beauty, light, life and hope. This pandemic is not a barrier to Holy Week. In fact, if you look back, you can see the pandemic has mirrored Holy Week. If you look back on the last 12 months, you will see triumphant palm waving that has given way to loss and brokenness. You will see humble, selfless acts of love as we have looked after each other. You will see not only the deaths of people, but the death of life as it used to be. You will see celebration and shouting of alleluias when the vaccine started to roll out. Holy Week will not happen in our churches this year, but here's the thing. Holy Week didn't happen in our churches last year, or in previous years. It happened in our lives. All we did at church is mark it. Maybe this year is the year to rediscover that. Maybe this year we rediscover that Holy Week is more about reenacting or reacting the story of what happened to Jesus. It's about giving thanks for and experiencing Jesus walking with us through the holy week of our lives. Look into the pandemic and you will see Holy Week. It has never been more real than it is this year. We are on our journey out of this pandemic. I don't know when we'll get through it, but I do know this. Every cross flowers with new life. Every tomb is a sign of hope, of resurrection. So this year, I encourage you to celebrate Holy Week with us as we stream our services online on Good Friday and Easter Sunday. But I also encourage you to celebrate at home. Let's turn our home into little churches, because we believe and worship a God that can hear our prayers, our tears, and our celebrations wherever we are. Amen.
You have been listening to Bedhampton Church. Our prayer is that this helps you journey with Jesus and serve your community by sharing God's love and friendship. Subscribe and join us for more discussion at www.bedhampton.church. All material Creative Commons copyright. Contact us for more details.